This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fritz to Camera Eve on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a hot one out there, Ike, but it's going to be even hotter tomorrow at Plymouth White Marsh High School. Sorry, at noon. How are you feeling? Sorry.
Feeling good, pretty.
Not a great start by me. Forgot to turn my mic on. It's like, yeah.
Ooh, boy.
We ready?
Yeah, I can only have one good show a week, you know?
All right.
Yep.
Feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Considering all things here, first of all, it's hot. It's fish grease out there.
Yes, sir, it is.
Notice and I didn't say it's cooking gas.
Yeah, it's
fish grease. Yes,
I cooking fish grease all the time.
I knew you was ready to go in there with that one.
Thank you. It's hot as gas out there.
Yes. Man, it's coming off of a terrible loss last night. Can't wait to fry the umpire today. Jackie Baseball, despite that loss last night to a opening on the West Coast trip, we are looking forward to tomorrow's action. Out at what's the place?
Plymouth White Marsh.
Plymouth White Marsh.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes, loving it. Holla at your boy.
Yeah. So obviously this heat is a little bit annoying.
It's not gonna be as bad tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. 5 degrees lighter.
Yeah,
I guess
it's different. It's a big difference.
Yeah, it's on turf.
Yeah.
So that's great.
No whining.
Not whining.
Not today.
Would never.
So not today.
I did run a mile in under 8 minutes in 120 degree weather, so I could do anything.
Yep.
I could do anything.
Yep.
Wings feeling pretty good today.
Oh yeah.
Woke up in a good mood.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Excited for tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Tomorrow's the big day. We have a big show for you today. LA will join us today. Larry Anderson will join us today because tomorrow we won't be on the air during LA time because of the Phillies game. But we will not only talk about Phil Cuzzy, the umpiring with LA, we will also talk about Fritz versus DeCamera 2 with LA. Then at 4 o'clock, the umpire, the home plate umpire for tomorrow's festivities will be joining us. So we'll get a little inside track on his strike zone. What he's looking for, maybe a little prep for Jack tomorrow. So it's going to be a big show, as it always is. Ike, you mentioned a frustrating loss last night. Like, you can sort of tell when it's going to be one of those games for the Phillies from an offensive standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think the first couple of innings were like, well, here we go. And actually, I thought they had a shot because that guy ended up with 100 pitches in 5 innings. But the guy who was conspiring against them, first of all, Phils did enough conspiring against themselves last night.
Right.
At the plate, couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. What was going on in the outfield last night, God only knows, between Stott misplaying that ball and then Marsh misplaying the ball. But the big story was Phil Cuzzy and the just atrocious umpiring last night. And I'm not even somebody who complains about officials. You know, it is what it is. I usually figure if they're bad for both teams, whatever. That was the worst umpiring from a ball and strike standpoint I think I've ever seen in a Major League Baseball game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible. And what started happening afterwards, after it was horrible, is everyone starts, bring on the robot umps. Bring on the robot umps. Bring on the ABS system, which they're doing in the minor leagues now, which is essentially calling balls and strikes automatically. The computer does it. The umpire says it out loud, but the computer says whether it's in the strike zone or it isn't in the strike zone. Mm-hmm. And I am here to say, I do not want robot umps. I do not want the ABS system. I want less replay. I want less technology in officiating. I would rather have bad human umpires than perfect robot umps. This is a sport played by humans and officiated by humans. We sit here every day scared to death that artificial intelligence is going to take our jobs, right? Yep. So, oh, no, it's going to take our jobs. And here we are just for the sake of a ball or strike call, sports, which is a human activity. Mm. It is a human activity. I don't want the automatic balls and strikes. I don't want a computer saying whether the ball was fair or foul. I want a human doing it. I want the day after, Ike, the day after a bad umpire does a bad job, I want to come on the radio and crush that umpire.
Right.
I want the manager to yell at the umpire. I want the...
Get tossed.
Yes. I want the hitter who's up there to look at him sarcastically and say something smugly. It is the beauty of sports. Yeah. Robot umpires are going to ruin sports. Human umpires are what is good about sports, even when they're bad.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a surprising take coming from you.
Yes.
I mean, you're more of a futuristic guy.
No, not with sports. I want everything to be old-fashioned.
And I like it. Yeah. I like it. I'm in agreement with you. I'm okay with the occasional mistake, blunder, bad call with the human element being a part of the game. I totally agree. You know, I watch sports because I'm amazed at what athletes have the ability to do. I watch sports because, you know, before people started touching the sport, like, you know, back in the day, Tim Donaghy, guys like that, this was the unknown. It's the best reality TV. And part of that is umpires making mistakes, officials making mistakes, referees making mistakes. It's going to happen. I don't like it when it happens against a team I'm rooting for, one of our teams. I certainly don't even like to see it in the biggest games on the biggest stage. But you know what? It's a part of it. It's a part of it. And as mad as I was about those calls, those missed calls last night, my goodness, I still couldn't bring myself to be whining about the officials last night.
Right.
I mean, the umpire last night.
Yeah.
I didn't have it in me to do it. And quite frankly, from the standpoint of even blaming them for the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sure, that contributed to it. There's other things that the Phillies could have done better to help them win that game. I didn't really even expect to win last night. You know, you're coming off a homestand. You're going on a road trip, first game.
Emotional, Sunday at the bank.
Right, you don't have the Monday off. You're going right into a game. I was not surprised at all. I wasn't.
215-592-9494. Do you want the robot umps? Do you want the automatic balls and strike calls? I do not. I like it the way that it is. I actually like the fact that every umpire has a little bit different of a strike zone. Or that you for the first couple of innings, you have to figure out what the strike zone, whether he's going to give you the outside strike, whether he's going to give you the low strike, whether he's going to give you the high strike. It is the beauty of sports, is that this is done by humans, is officiated by humans, and the whole idea of a computer doing it. Hell, why don't we get computers to play the games? We could probably get a computer to do what a manager does, to make the correct decision based on whatever the numbers say. Jack, you as a baseball guy,
that's right.
I expect you to be on our side with this.
No, well, like I want them to get the calls right. I think you guys sound crazy. Like last night was a perfect example of the Phillies getting screwed in a game because an umpire had bad eyesight. The guy's 70 years old. By the way, he's from Newark, New Jersey. I mean, whose side are you on, Phil Cuzzi?
It's Newark.
Whatever.
Yeah, and that's North Jersey.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Might as well be from here.
Okay. I'm just saying Newark is Delaware, Newark is New Jersey.
Let me cook.
Okay.
I just, like, I understand the human element. There's a very easy solution that we've seen in spring training that hasn't taken away from the game. We've been robbed of the game. They get challenges. Umpires get a little chesty when they get it right and the guy calls it wrong. I just want the right calls made at the right time. Why is that so hard? The technology's here. We don't have to deal with this nonsense of a coin flip or the umpires having a bad day. Like it's
but
ridiculous.
That's part of it. That's good.
But it doesn't have to be part of it. I just want them to get the calls right.
No, I would look, I certainly am for them making sure that the umpires are better than they've been. Like, right. like I and I understand it's a union issue and all that sort of stuff with a guy who maybe shouldn't be doing it anymore. I think every umpire, every referee should be held to the highest standard, should be, you know, should have whatever the consequences are to not doing your job. You should be fired. You shouldn't be able to get to do World Series games, all of those things. I'm not promoting them doing a bad job. I'm just saying that the minute you start taking away the human element of sports, that is what sports are about. Sports are about humans. They are.
These are also big sports money leagues. Like these guys are influencing games that people are now betting on, or the possibility of winning a World Series. Like the stakes are just higher now, and like it feels so archaic.
Why are the stakes higher now?
Because there's way more money involved now, and these guys are making more money, and the TV contracts. You want them to get these things right. That's all this is wanting to get everything right. Well, the human element was great for a long time, but it feels archaic. It feels archaic. When I'm watching that game last night, Harper gets completely taken out of the at-bat with two horrible calls. And Kirkering, by the way, that's affecting his numbers that could affect his arbitration at the end of the year.
Sure.
So, like, it affected his mental health. He saw him start to break down on the mound after that.
His mental health?
Yeah, would hate to see that happen tomorrow. But, like, this affects so much more than, gee, Willikers, let's see if the manager gets thrown out of the game.
No, that's exactly what I like about baseball, and it's exactly like every time that we are slowing down replays to see this exact thing about where the foot hit and all that sort of stuff. I think the more that we've instituted replay, the worse sports has got. It makes things take too long, and it takes out the human element. And I watch sports for the human element of everything that happens, and it includes the officials. And by the way, I also think all of these replays and things make the officials worse at their jobs. Because they're scared of getting things wrong instead of just making the call that they want to make.
Well, I'll tell you, listen, I'm okay with the replay stuff. Right now, it hasn't gone too far. I don't need computers or robots doing balls and strikes.
No,
I just don't. I don't
and
need
it's
that
gonna
for balls
happen.
And strikes.
I think it's a mistake.
I'm okay with it for a play at the plate or a play at a base, whether he's safe or he's out, that type of stuff. Okay, you want to go back, take a look at it, get it correct? I'm good with that. But balls and strikes, it's equivalent to me if you're calling holding calls in football.
Right.
Are you kidding me? You want holding calls called every play?
No.
But it can be called on every play.
Sure.
So
and,
what?
And they let. But my point is that they tend to let it go at times, and then when it happens in a critical moment, everybody's in the uproar, like, look at him being held.
Right.
Now, why do you make that call?
I kind of like the back and forth between the player and the ref about what they're going to get away with and not get away with, and that whole thing.
Yeah.
I think to an extent, sometimes the fighting with refs in certain sports, in NBA specifically, gets out of control.
When they whine too much.
That's out of control.
They do it too much.
But baseball, it's part of the charm. 215-592-9494.
Baseball doesn't do it enough, and the NBA whines. They whine
every play,
all the damn time.
Every play.
They never commit a foul.
215-592-9494. Do you want robot refs or do you want the imperfect human refs? We do have a next question today. Today, 15 years ago, Ike, one of the, I would say the biggest sporting events on TV that wasn't a sporting event happened at night, and that was the decision. LeBron James decided he was, quote, taking his talents to South Beach. By the way, the Heat don't play on South Beach, but whatever. He said he was taking his talents to South Beach and going to the Miami Heat. And so for today, and this doesn't just have to be sports, it can be anything, give us your memorable TV moment. It could be from a show. It could be something that was unscripted that happened, a memorable TV moment. Jack, do you want to start us off with your memorable TV?
Of course. Of course. I know you're huge fans. You guys are big fans of Game of Thrones. But I'd be remiss.
The Red Wedding!
Dude, the Red Wedding was insane. And anyone out there that watched it was shocked in the moment.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh,
they killed everybody, Ike.
Hold on. Don't give away spoilers. Don't be a bad guy. Don't be a bad guy.
It ended like 10 years ago.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But like, I still remember jaw on the floor when I watched the Red Wedding. Didn't see it coming. Unbelievable television. Gripping television.
Okay. So your memorable TV moment was that dork show, the Red Wedding and Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Ike, memorable TV moment?
Well, OJ will always be the most memorable TV moment.
OJ's the one.
Of my lifetime.
Oh, yeah. During the NBA Finals.
NBA Finals, summer of 94.
The chase.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Man. Oh, man. That that whole thing. But yes, it started with the chase interrupting the NBA Finals, New York versus the Houston Rockets. And I don't know if TV or how about court TV, that whole thing was never the same after that.
No,
because they covered that trial
all the time.
Yeah, and it was it changed the way you covered news events forever. So yeah, I'll go with that.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True story. So my freshman year, I was at University of Southern California, which is where OJ went. Yep. And the first day of the trial, a guy on my floor, my buddy Wade and I, were going to watch the trial.
OG Wade?
No, different Wade. And we're going to watch the trial in my dorm room. We're sitting there watching the trial. We hear a knock on the door. It's a reporter and a cameraman from a local TV station that wanted to record us watching the OJ trial at USC.
How about that?
Yeah. So my memorable TV.
Did you though?
Let them?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on, man. At USC, I mean, what's the point of not doing that? So my memorable TV moment, look, it happened because of a tragedy, but it is, when I think of memorable TV moments, I think of Kanye West and Mike Myers. And the look on Mike Myers' face.
Oh, God, yes.
I mean.
The hurricane.
Yeah. Katrina.
Yeah.
I think it happened like sort of early in internet times. It like things didn't go viral the way that they go viral
this was,
today.
What, 06?
06.
Yeah,
so,
yeah it's like 06, like
that.
Yeah.
Go back and watch that video. Watching Mike Myers' face as Kanye goes off the rails, just eyes and trying to stick on script. And then real quick, they cut to Chris Tucker, who looked like he had just seen a ghost.
Yeah.
It was one of the most memorable moments in the history of television.
Yeah, he was like, Kanye, you're going to get us all fired.
Yep. Mike Myers didn't know whether to run away, whether to stop him. Oh, what a moment that was. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you want robot umps or do you like the humans? And next question today, based on the 15-year anniversary of the decision, give us memorable TV moment. Yes, sir.
Decision? Good decision or bad decision?
What?
For LeBron.
Yes,
was that a good decision?
No,
not that. Ultimately, was that a good decision
to go to Miami?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think?
I don't think so.
I don't think
they were ever winning in Cleveland.
I disagree. There's no way he's too good that they would have never won in Cleveland.
They wouldn't have gotten Kyrie, you know? This little Robin to Batman.
Yeah.
Who was he dragging to the finals? Galskis and
those teams were good enough.
Anton Jameson ended up there. Shaq.
Great enough to drag that team to one of them.
Well, he could have won one of them.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is he eventually got players to move around. I think
the league would have been better. I don't know if
going to Miami did anything for him ultimately.
If he had just stayed in Miami afterwards, I think it would have done more. I think the fact that he left again makes it even worse.
Yeah.
If he had just like Durant, mm-hmm. if Durant had just stayed in Golden State and won a bunch of championships, but ultimately, I think going to Miami, I think you could think about it either way. Leaving Miami, I think, was the worst thing for him because it made him look like a prima donna. He wasn't getting what he wanted and ended up leaving again. Doing the decision, probably not his best decision.
No, that was terrible.
Yeah. Jim Gray interviewing him in front of children.
Yeah, that was
in
terrible.
In front of like Akron children, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Well, because wasn't the proceeds going to something?
Yes. To a boys and girls club. And he sat them all in front of him and disappointed them all by telling them that he was leaving. All right, 215-592-9494. Bob and Penn Salkin, you're on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
I am first anti-robo ump.
Thank you.
I'm with you, Spike. I just, like you said, I mean, baseball is about figuring things out as the game goes along, whether it's batting, whether it's if you could steal on a pitcher. It's all about the mind game within the game itself.
Yep.
And seeing it cut and dry, you know, even that, you know, when you look at the box on TV, even that's deceiving sometimes because I don't know where is the ball crossing the plate into the box? Is it behind the box? So let's keep it the way it was. It's not a perfect, but it still makes for better, I think, viewing experience.
I think you make a good point, too, about the element of trying to figure out like what the strike zone is for that day, what the guy's going to call, and the mind game that goes on between because it's really not just the mind game with the pitcher and the catcher and the hitter. It is the umpire, too, and them figuring those things out. I know last night is frustrating, and no one should accept an umpire blatantly doing a terrible job. That's not what I'm talking about. But I do think the benefits you get from it, the fact that it is all human, the fact that we do have those stories and by the way, and I know people hate this, the personalities, the umps with the personalities, the Cowboy Joe West, and I love that stuff. I think it is what makes baseball different than some of the other sports. You know,
what about like Angel Hernandez?
He
like,
screwed up. He made a mistake,
but made a mistake.
Well, makes lots of mistakes.
Every single time he's out there, he's a mistake.
Well, but that's a failure of the people. That's a failure of the umpiring union. It's a failure of Major League Baseball. It doesn't mean that because somebody does a bad job, we just automate it. I like. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't want them to automate my job. I got to get Ike to 60. You know,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And the show before you guys brought up a point. You know, Kershering threw 3 balls in the strike zone last night, and they weren't called strikes. But you know, the argument was, well, Kershering should be throwing in a different part of the strike zone. No.
Yeah.
Let him throw his pitch, and it's. Let the umpires figure it out. I mean, he's got to learn, too, where these pitches are coming in at. It's a give and take on both sides.
Bob, what is for next question today, what's your memorable TV moment?
It's got to be. I mean, The Sopranos, the ending. When that freaking screen blacked out the way it did, the next half hour was like mayhem around here. Was it my TV that was screwed up? was it the neighborhood? Did the cable go down? I'm calling my neighbor. It was panic.
We did. We freaked out.
You just didn't. You didn't even know if it was an error.
Yeah, we were like, hold on. Is this the ending? Is that what it was? Like, we didn't know if he got on. Did they kill him? Did they kill Tony? What happened?
And then they played the Journey song, right?
Yeah.
But we thought our TV, our own individual TV, was screwed up at home.
Yeah.
Like, we thought it was our own TV.
I agree.
Yeah. I have a little bit. I've never. Thank you for the call, Bob.
Did you watch it live, Mike?
Yes.
What? I don't know if it was one of your, like, because you rewatched it a million times.
Sopranos was, yeah, that's, and maybe the last one, no, because The Wire came after that, I believe. The Wire finale, I think.
And Breaking Bad finale was after that.
I saw those live, yes. I saw Breaking Bad finale live. Although, the funny thing about Breaking Bad, I didn't get in on Breaking Bad until the final season.
Oh, really? And did you catch up so you could?
Yes, I went back and caught all the way up.
When I was unemployed, when they moved YSP to WIP and they decided that I wasn't valuable enough to keep, and I was unemployed during that time, and they decided they had no, WIP had no use for me, that was when I ended up watching Breaking Bad and Mad Men and catching up because I had all that time, you know?
Sopranos is a good one.
I never watched Sopranos. I know what the ending. I've seen it before, mm-hmm. but just a quick thing on Kirk Ring. Like the thing that was disappointing. And I know I am pro human ump. The thing that was disappointing about those pitches being called balls is that that is the exact kind of pitch that Kirk Ring has been throwing successfully for the last 6 weeks that has made him good. It is like that pitch that is in the strike zone, but it's so close and it's so difficult to hit that it's almost a perfect pitch. And he threw like three of them that he got screwed on. I want to be clear. When we get screwed on something like that, it pisses me off.
It sucks, yeah.
Yeah, and he should be better, and because he's got to be better, it doesn't mean that we automate him. But I felt bad for Kirkering because those were great pitches. I mean, he looked fine up there, and that was a bummer. You know, the Bryce thing, a little bit less. I mean, the Bryce pitches weren't even close that the guy was calling strikes. No. They were like 10 inches outside.
Yeah, it was two at-bats, too.
Yeah.
What's wrong with our guy?
Brycey?
Yeah.
Well, his eye's too good. That's his issue. His eye is too good?
No. I mean, where's the reaction to those?
He's mopey Bryce right now.
What do you mean we don't want that?
Well, because then he gets thrown out of the game. And like, I don't like when he argues with the umpires.
Well, how about Thompson? Take a bullet there.
They're trying to say Phil Cuzzi is apparently a personal umpire. This is again your boys.
Yeah, the umpires.
Yeah.
I am pro ump, I guess.
Joe West starting an umpires union.
Well, we're union guys, so we
are union guys.
Yeah, we are.
We've often said we're blue collar.
Yeah, we are.
No, so like apparently Phil Cuzzi like holds it against teams if they start complaining too much. So I think they were trying not to do it, and I don't know. I would have liked to see Topper get thrown out.
Yeah, that would. And I do think Bryce is a little mopey right now.
For sure. That's why I wanted him to get out of it.
Yeah. He's a little mope.
That's why I got to lift him up tomorrow.
He's a little more. Speaking of tomorrow.
Lift him up tomorrow.
So tomorrow.
I hope he's watching.
Tomorrow, join us.
Do you think he knows about this?
No.
I think he 100% knows about
this.
Well,
he would have to not be listening to WIP at all, and he listens.
Wouldn't be a bad time for him to not listen.
Right, yeah. No. Well, we don't crush him around here.
He knows he doesn't get killed.
Oh, you kidding me?
No, I know.
He bought all you guys off by being nice to you.
Well, I haven't listened.
You kidding me? This guy, he's the 4-for-20 since he's come back, and nobody says a word.
We don't say one word.
He's working his way back.
Not one word.
He's working through stuff.
He's always slow in June.
I want you to show that same energy to Jalen in September.
Absolutely not. I don't even give him a pass.
You won't give Jalen one game.
For the Packers game last year when he's coming back from concussion. Okay.
All right. So coming up next, we do have. You can join us tomorrow at noon for the Fritz versus DeCamera 2. We will have Jack's official statement about tomorrow's matchup coming up next, and maybe a special surprise as well.
No.
Maybe.
Here we go. Last time was my college coach.
Look, I'm
great.
Look, maybe your mom's calling.
No, she can't.
All right.
She's not a radiosman.
Okay.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event, 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We will get to Jack's official statement on tomorrow's Fritz to Camera 2 in a second. First, the results of the Twitter poll so far, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Are you now pro or anti robot umps in baseball? Pro or anti? Ike, what do you think the poll is? Well, today's quite a day to take this poll.
I was going
to
say, well, coming off of last night, I would imagine it's pro.
Yeah.
Robo umpires. Let's go with 73%.
Nailed it.
73.9. Wow. Check that out.
Yeah. I promise you, you're gonna like sports less. The less that there's humans in it, you're gonna like it less.
I agree.
This is the same reason why I don't want AI songs all over the place, and I don't want AI actors, and I don't want AI sports hosts.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't ChatGPT write all your takes?
It does not write my takes. I told you, no, it's horrible writing takes. I tried to see if it would. It's just not good at it.
Good.
Can't figure it out.
Well, don't let it get good at it.
No, I don't want it to get good.
Rod, have us all out of here.
Yeah. So Jack, tomorrow at noon at Plymouth White Marsh High School, and let me say, everyone is invited to come out. Do not bring alcohol to Plymouth White Marsh High School tomorrow.
It's not a damn tailgating.
No.
Yeah, it's not what we're doing.
Go out, have fun, hoot and holler, behave yourself. It is at a high school.
Yes.
What I would invite you to do is afterwards, go over to McGurk's in Fort Washington. You want to have a couple beers over there with us?
There we go.
As we celebrate Jack's
victory. Celebrate, yes.
Please do that, but I'm just begging
Or drown our sorrows.
Or drown our sorrows. But I am begging of you to behave yourself if you come out. No alcohol. Don't make us look bad. All right, Jack, tomorrow's a big day for you. Down 1-0. You didn't expect it. We didn't expect it.
No one expected it.
But this is the position that we're in.
Yeah.
What are we going to see out of you tomorrow?
I think you're going to see a dominant performance. So I'm trying not to get ahead of myself because I think I was overconfident heading into golf. I've been humbled, which is great. I think humbling is part of growth. And I think what happened on the golf course was just a bad day. But tomorrow is something I've done my entire life. And something at one point back in 2012, I was one of the best in the local area. And after I threw on Saturday, and I woke up today feeling pretty good. Yesterday was a little nerve-wracking because I thought my shoulder was going to fall off. But,
but we woke up good today.
And after I threw on Saturday, I really did remind myself, you still got it, big
boy. Yes.
You still got a little bit left in the tank. So I'm going to leave it all out on the field tomorrow. If things aren't going well, which I don't expect them to not go well. See, like, I don't think the camera's as... I think he was pretty confident in golf. I know for as bad as he is at golf, I think he had a little bit of confidence. This one, I don't think he's going to swing the bat. And I think I'm going to get in his head early. Like, I haven't listened to the station in 2 weeks. I don't want to hear what he's had to say. I've heard a lot of people tell me what he has said.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's trying to downplay this. But he has to understand something. The pressure is now on him.
Yep.
Like, he has a chance to take a commanding 2-0 lead in this thing. And then it turns to, you know, other sports. But this is my sport.
Yes.
This is my sport.
Yeah, Fritchie.
And it's going to be a bad day to be Joe DeCamera.
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about.
Just like it was a bad day.
That's what I like to hear.
To be Council Rock North, CB South, CB East. Sorry, CB East my junior year.
Yep.
Sometimes big game players rise for big game moments.
And this is one of those.
And this is one of those days.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Fritzy.
I feel pretty good.
Now, Fritz, we do have... Now, Justin sort of explained to me how we're doing this. We do have a bit of a surprise for you.
Great. I think I said to bring up Zoom is what I was told.
Yeah, bring up Zoom. And I think you'll be able to see this on the screen as well.
Ah.
A very special message was sent from a very special person who you once supported.
Hey, Jack, heard you're down 0-1. Keep your head up. You've had my back. I got yours. Go get him on Wednesday.
Wow. There he is, Trey Turner.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
There he is.
That is insane.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. Big thank you to the Phillies, by the way, and Kevin Gregg for getting that
done. Thank you.
But thank you to Trey Turner, obviously,
yes.
Stepping up. giving you his own little standing ovation of his own right there to pump you up.
Wow.
You can't disappoint Trey, buddy.
Nope. The pressure just got re-ramped up.
I was going to say, did this just add more pressure?
No, no. It'll be good.
All right.
Wow. That's pretty insane.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane. So, that's great.
That's nice.
That's great.
There it is. Thank you.
Nice.
Thanks to the Phils. Shout out to Trey. There it is.
Trying to explain this all to, because again, it's like 16-year-old Jack. You know,
that what? Trey Turner's wishing you the best.
Yeah. And man, what a time. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yes.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Throw strikes, Richie! Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
I'm going to throw strikes.
Yeah.
There's going to be times where I'm going to expand the zone. I don't want to throw it all same spot. When I need strikes, I'll throw strikes.
All right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
This is a big deal tomorrow.
Now it's even a bigger deal.
Yep.
Because guess who won't forget that Trey Turner video?
Not yet.
Every single person listening.
Yep. It's not going to look great if you're... Can you imagine the next Trey Turner video? Jack, I heard you're down 0-2.
Exactly.
Wishing you the best in tennis. 215-592-9494. Gerald in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Gerald? West Philly. Oh, there he is. What's up, Gerald?
What's going on?
What's up, brother? You're on the radio.
I just wanted to ask about earlier. You said it was 73% pro robot umpiring?
Yes.
Wow, that's insane.
Well, what's your opinion on it?
No, I agree with you guys. I think it's just horse crap that about when they started to do that in spring training about what were they tapping their helmets to try to recall a strike or ball?
Yeah, the challenges. Now here's my question for a sec. Hang on one sec, Gerald, because I want to ask Jack this. So if they have ABS, what is the point of challenging a call? If it's all called by computers anyway, why would you be able to challenge a call? It doesn't seem to make any sense to me.
Well, I guess you only have a certain amount you can challenge in a game.
I know, but are they using ABS for every ball and strike, or just for the challenges?
So I think the way it's explained is that the umpire is making the call on the field.
Okay.
And then if they want to challenge it,
then it's ABS.
Then it's ABS.
Got it.
And I think you have three.
Okay.
So you got to be strategic. Like, do you want to use it early? Do you want to use it late?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to blow it? And stuff like that.
All right. By the way, Gerald, just one thing. I just think this will make umpires worse at their jobs.
Now they're looking over their shoulder.
Well, I feel like it's made NFL referees worse at their jobs because they have to think about when they're calling a fumble, for instance, they have to understand, well, if I don't let this be called a fumble, then they can't
review it, yeah.
Right? So they have to almost let things be called a fumble. So they're almost like calling the game around the rules. And I think those things can change like momentum.
A chance to challenge the play at all.
Yeah, I just like the drama of the challenge, I guess I like of a player tapping his helmet. But I think it'll make umpires like worse at their jobs, I think, if they know that the eye...
I think it's a huge entertainment piece too. Like you said, when the coach comes out and tries to argue with the umpire, and he gets thrown out, or you know the strike three gets called and the player just stares down the umpire. I think that's a huge entertainment piece to the game. It's just gonna kill entertainment piece.
I agree.
The game.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, because
you said too, it's not even really on the umpire. I didn't get a chance to watch the game last night. But it's not on the umpire's fault that, you know, I'm sure the Phillies had multiple missed opportunities to...
Oh, always.
Sure, but he certainly contributed to it.
Sure, yes.
He doesn't get blamed for the loss entirely, but he certainly helped.
Yeah, he definitely made it harder for the Phillies to win the game last night.
Yes.
All right, thank you for the call, Gerald. Appreciate you, man.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Never mind, it'll come back to me.
Robo-ump, human ump, challenge... Nothing.
It certainly has to do with this.
Yeah.
Yes. I just looked into the sky like, what is it? Yeah, it'll come back. By the time we move on to something else, it'll come back.
We'll be talking about the Eagles, and Eichel just pop up out of nowhere, and it'll go, I know what I wanted to say.
No, and then it'll be like, did you know that TJ Watt's actually better?
Yes. Than Myles Garrett?
Than Myles Garrett.
I think
are we going to show Trey that video next year when we talk to him in spring training?
Yes.
Why would we need to show him the video?
Well, maybe the result.
We'll show him tomorrow's video.
Show both. Yeah.
I'm always worried about the spring training interviews on this show.
Yeah.
The Bryce interviews and the Trey interview.
It's a new world for you now, buddy.
Yes.
You have to worry about those things. Well, I'm going to bring him candy. I'm going to tell you that. I can tell you when we talk to Trey next year, I'm bringing him all sorts of candy. And he's going to have to do blind taste tests. I'm going to bring him four Mike and Ike's, four Starburst, four Skittles. You're going to have to tell me what color it is without looking.
Yeah, I'm sure.
One quick thing
on
Fritz DeCamera here is I do believe, you know, Jack said that him being humbled in round one was actually a positive.
Okay.
I agree. And I do agree that the pressure is now on Joe, and Joe has spent the last 2 weeks trying to take the pressure off himself.
Yes.
Because I think Joe knows deep down that if Jack wins baseball, he's never beating Jack in running. He's just not. And the odds of Joe beating Jack in basketball are very, very slim. So if Jack wins tomorrow, it really puts him not only in a driver's seat in winning the competition, but everybody's going to forget about the fact that Joe
They would have moved on from the golf thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Then it'll
sure.
be Joe just choked it away.
Yeah.
And the game one will look more like a fluke than anything else. Jack has just a chance to shift the entire narrative of this competition by winning tomorrow. I'm pretty psyched.
Yeah. I can't wait for old Walk and Sutton to make the jog out of the field.
Man, you'll see the kids out there.
It's not comparable. It's sort of comparable.
Don't blow your shoulder out early, man.
Well, yeah. that's my thing. I can't tell if I want to
100 miles per hour.
I'm trying to get my strategy down. Like, do I want to ease into it, throw a little BP early, see how he's feeling, throw some strikes, and then ramp it up?
Yeah.
Or I come out guns blazing and set the tone early.
You come out guns blazing, you throw a couple balls, it's going to get in your head.
Yeah, but
I would just say...
I would say slowly ramp it up.
Yeah, ramp it up. Make him prove that
he's
worth
it. I want to see him put a couple balls in play.
Yeah, let's see if he's going to swing.
Yeah. No, but like, you know when they make the big putt on 18 at a major? Yeah, they're carrying both kids as they're walking off the field.
Are you going to be like Sirianni? You going to bring him to the show afterwards, have him sitting on the dais?
Only if I win.
Press conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you lose, don't do it.
Well, because if I lose, then it's looking like I'm ducking the question.
That's right.
And I don't duck smoke. You know, I don't duck this. I was very open and honest about the golf. Yep. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. But that won't happen tomorrow.
All right.
215-592-9494.
Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Bay?
Yo, like... Cause y'all yesterday, do I don't have an echo, do I?
No, you good.
No, you sound
okay,
good.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Yesterday, y'all talking about things that have improved. Mm-hmm. Yes, we need and all the, like I'll be honest, I'm not a huge baseball fan anymore. I'm not a big fan of the sport anymore because we need steroids back. I'm just being honest, we need steroids back in baseball. Like, but we need automatic. And by the way, I said this to Jack Priming.
He needs
to make that call
back.
To Brian Brown. He needs to make that call to Brown Brown. Get down there, Miami, Harper. Like, because I was like, he needs something. Are you saying
Harper needs to call
Harper
LeBron.
Needs a little HGH? Yeah.
He needs to call Brown Brown, get that undetected.
Well, can't they go to, like, Kobe's guy in Germany? Or
no, that's different
Kobe
stuff.
Well, Otley went to. Take it easy.
Yeah.
But, like, because we – and I understand, like, slowing down the game and you don't want – like, because do I want our guys being taken by AI? Of course not. But there's still other umpires on the field. We just won't have a home plate umpire. We could still have our in the field.
Let me ask you this. Here's where I get stuck on this, Aaron, is because what people start saying is, well, let's just get it right. Okay. I'll concede that. Let's say, for sake of argument, I concede it on balls and strikes. Well, then why aren't we doing it on bang-bang plays at first base? And why aren't we doing it on whether it's a catch and not as a catch? I guess my point is, because they've taken it out of tennis, right? Like it used to be the line judge calling. But my point being, if the point is to get it right, well, then why are we stopping at balls and strikes? Like, why? There's no way you can tell me that you can't figure out a way to have a computer do bang-bang plays at first base. There's no way that you can tell me that you can't have a computer do catches in the outfield, whether a ball is fair or foul. Like, it is the first step to eliminating all of them. If the point really is to get it right, then just get them all right, rather than doing it just for balls and strikes and not for everything else.
No, I understand that. And, like, what one thing computers can do, they can't mimic humans. Humans know when enough is enough. Computers don't know that. So I think people who decide, like, you know what, let's go to automatic balls and strikes, but we don't need to touch anything else on the field. I think they would have the wherewithal not to do that because there are, like, you don't like the DH in the NL, which is beyond me. I don't know why you don't like the DH.
I hate the DH.
I love the DH.
It's not baseball.
There's not enough Victor Zambranos in baseball. We don't want to see an automatic out.
Carlos.
Oh, we knew who the hell he meant.
Victor was his brother.
About Fritz, Carlos, Victor, same. Yeah, I'm about to cut.
Nope.
We don't want to see pitchers hitting. We just want to, like, and Harper should have, I saw the clips, Harper should have already, like, come on, bro. You know that was out of this.
Well, if you don't want to see pitchers hitting, why would, hey, you know what? Don't even run to first base on a walk then. And, like, let's get rid of all that. Let's just have juiced up Bobby Abreu hitting 460-foot home runs. You know,
And we want that, Spike.
Nah.
We want that.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Was
the 90s and the 2000s not the best era of baseball? Since
it was the best era of baseball.
You know what? But if you went back and looked at it, you would have the shame of knowing that look.
I think we kind of knew.
Yeah, I think deep down we knew.
Yeah.
Like when I think of, I'm not some big, huge anti-steroids guy, but I do think millennials have
romanticized it a little bit.
Like guys hitting 73 home runs. It ruined
the
record.
Yeah, that should not happen. Yeah,
you know, like it the whole thing where Brady Anderson was hitting 50 home runs and like it. I know it seemed fun, but we look back and it looks ridiculous. You know, like I understand why people thought it was fun in the moment, but it I don't think it's a romantic thing when I think about that era. It happened. I think those guys should be able to get in the Hall of Fame. Right. But I also don't want to act like I think it was good. Like, I don't think it was good.
It was an all sports. Like, I understand the football says, hey, we got to be faster. But linebackers aren't 280 pounds no more. It was 280 pound linebackers in the 90s. You know why? Because they were juicing. That's what it is. Like, come on. Let's just be honest about the situation. Like so. But,
yeah.
Aaron, for next question, give us your memorable TV moment.
I don't think no one said it yet. I was in the ninth grade, 9/11.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it was certainly memorable. Yeah.
We was in Spanish class, you know, acting the fool in Spanish class, and the now system.
Yep.
Turn the TV. I'm like, is that real? That can't be real. What's this? And, man, that was, and it just changed what we know security. To the day, that's the biggest moment I remember on TV.
It was an enormous moment. Thank you for the call, Aaron. We were talking about that moment briefly before the radio show. Yeah. I was asleep. My girlfriend at the time called me, and I did have that sort of bewildered, especially just waking up and seeing what happened. Like, it didn't even seem real seeing it on television. And then I remember walking outside, and almost everything that I knew to be safe and okay didn't exist anymore. So you walk outside and you look in the sky, even, you know, I was living in Conshohocken at the time, you know, but it didn't compute to me. Nothing's going to happen in Conshohocken, but I think it shook the foundation of everything that I thought about, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. I was on my way over to get treatment. Cause Tuesday is normally the day you go over and get some treatment. It's like the extra day before you practice on Wednesday. It was that morning, and they broke in on one of the radio stations. Must have been Power 99 I was listening to at that time. But they broke in the news then, and then by the time I got to the NovaCare, everybody was just watching it on the TVs in the training room.
Yeah.
And we just stayed glued that whole time. Yeah, it didn't seem real. It didn't seem real.
No. I for some reason, I remember Madden came out that day. I remember my roommate and I later on went to Best Buy and got.
We
looked seems at like a proper way to.
Well, we looked at each other. And we were like, "Well, we can't do anything about it." So we went over to Best Buy and bought Madden. And then YSP, I was working at WYSP at the time. We were not playing music anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. I got to work the next night, and Tim Sabian, who was the program director, looked at me. I think it was 20. So I was 24 years old, and he said, "Are you ready to talk about this on the air?" I was
like, "What?
Me?"
Like, what?
I just introduced Metallica songs. I don't know that you want me talking about this.
It was tough for a second grader to grasp.
Oh, I could only imagine.
Sure, yeah.
Which is what I was in. I was in second grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell the magnitude of it.
Yeah. Well, so for Ike and I, as kids, I remember being in school when Challenger happened.
Yep.
You know, and I'm taking one off the board here, but it's a horrible one, so we'll take that off. But
what was that, fifth grade?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, for me, it was probably third, right? You're a couple years older than me. But I remember Challenger happening and being not even knowing what was going on.
Yep.
You couldn't even imagine it was, like, exploding. That wasn't the thing that you thought was happening.
Yeah, spaceship, yep.
Well, as we're talking about umpires today, we thought, who better to talk about umpires than Larry Anderson? So
no one better, actually.
So L.A. will join us next.
How did he handle this last night?
Oh, I can only imagine. At his house, put his foot
Dude,
in the wall.
Dude, there was a remote through the TV.
Oh, I'm sure.
He threw his old, 80-mile-an-hour slider right through the TV.
So we'll find out what L.A. thinks of robot umps, what he thinks of Phil Cuzzi, and what he thinks of Jack Fritz's chances on Wednesday. 215-592-9494. L.A. joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.